Hey babes, and welcome to my podcast, A Bundle of Gratitude. I'm Dylan, a girl in my 20s living in the mountains of North Carolina on a daily journey of self-discovery. Life has had its challenges, but with a lot of self-work, self-love, and therapy, I've been able to start healing and start living. There was a time in my life that felt really hopeless and where I never thought I would recover from the depths of my despair that I was in. But here I am, on the other side, alive and thriving. I started this podcast to share the good, the bad, the ugly, and the incredibly honest journey of my life. This is a no-holds-back kind of podcast, so if swearing, detailed stories of drugs and alcohol, and honesty offend you, this ain't the podcast for you. But if you're open to finding meaning, passion, love, acceptance, and truth, I encourage you to open your mind and give this a listen. My hope is that this podcast will make you laugh, smile, cry, and get excited about life. My hope is that this podcast allows you to open your heart and embark on an amazing thing for yourself. So what do you say? Let's do this shit. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Bundle of Gratitude. I'm Dylan, and I'm back. Thank you for being so patient with me as I've taken the past couple weeks to just kind of figure out life and my routine and the new aspects of it. And you know, I think we're all just doing the best we can, still trying to navigate this pandemic and everything that's going on. So let's take a couple deep breaths together, because I know I need it, and I'm thinking that you might need it too. So let's take a deep breath in and out. Let's do it one more time. Breathe in and out. Awesome. I just wanted to give a huge shout out, first of all, to all of the amazing parents of all of the kids that are either going back to school 2 days a week or doing virtual learning all of year. You guys are rock stars. The parents that are home with the kiddos and trying to help them with virtual learning and being frustrated. And I know it's different and I know it's hard. And I wish I could just wrap all of you up in the biggest hug and let you know that it's going to be okay and that hopefully there will be an end in sight. So if you're a mama out there struggling with your kiddos, I want you to hear that you're doing an amazing job. You are worth it. You are loved and you are appreciated. So, because I just, Alex and I have looked at each other so many times during this and have just been like, thank God that we don't have kids right now, because we are just feeling for the people who have kids. You know, I'm seeing it firsthand with some of my mama friends, you know, having to do school at home, and it's different and it's hard to focus. So you moms out there and dads who are home with the kiddos in school, rock stars. That's what I wanted to say. So I'm really excited about the topic that I'm going to talk about today, because I think it's something that all of us really need to have a reminder on. And if this is your first time hearing it, maybe it'll be, you know, a wake-up call. So whether you like to admit it or not, the people that you have in your immediate circle, in your life, that you interact with every day, if those people are not what I like to call the quote-unquote winners, they're not people that you need in your life. So let me preface all this. Back when I first got into the rooms of AA, when I got sober, something that I heard all of the time was stick with the winners. And through the years of my healing and my journey, that definition has definitely shifted and changed naturally, because I'm not the same person I was 6 years ago. So basically, when they said stick with the winners, they meant stick with the people that are not only talking the talk, but are walking the walk. Stick with the people that are the same on social media as they say, as they are, they're the same behind closed doors. Stick with the people who are just good people. Stick with the winners. You know what I mean? And so back then, I'm like, okay, so sticking with the winners, meaning, you know, surrounding myself with people who I either admire their life or I admire their journey. Stick with the people who had sobriety was basically how I took it. Stick with the winners. Stick with the people who actually want to make a change in their life and be a better person. And I did that. You know, I tried to really stick with the people that had a life that I wanted, or the success that I wanted, or the personality that I wanted. And again, like, it has shifted so much throughout the past six and a half years that, you know, I've been in Asheville and started on this healing journey. So when I mean, like, stick with the winners, I mean stick with the people who want to see you succeed. Stick with the people who are able to rock their life and have their life be, like, on point and loving it, but also be able to support you in your life and be like, yeah, you're doing the damn thing. Yeah, I support you. Fuck, if you want to start your own clothing line, I support you. It's about having people in your corner who want to see you succeed, but also are not intimidated by your success. And I see this a lot sometimes. It's like, as soon as someone, like, in my circle started to succeed, I was like, I got jealous. I got mad. I was like, well, wait a second. Like, I'm not on the same level as them. So automatically it was like a competition. Now, granted, this was before I started massively working on my healing journey. And even throughout my healing journey, I've had instances where I've seen people close in my circle succeed and I've gotten jealous and almost resentful. And that was a situation when I had to check myself and be like, okay, why does this bother me? You know, why does their success bother me? Is it because I'm not working hard enough? Is it because I know that I can be on the same level as them? I just don't want to work as hard, you know? So it's definitely like, through all this has been like a total reality check. But basically, you just want people in your fucking corner that are going to want you to win, you know? They, like, during their winning season, they want you to win too. It's not like, oh, I'm winning and, like, yeah, you're welcome to come along for the ride. It's like, I'm winning and I want you to fucking win with me because we're in this together. Those are the types of people that you want in your corner and in your life. You also want people in your life who are going to call you on your bullshit, because let me tell you, I had a 10-year relationship where we, a 10-year friendship where we never called each other on our toxic behavior, ever. We condoned it. We supported it. I saw toxic behavior in her and she saw toxic behavior in me, and we just continued to gas each other up. We continued to pour gas on the fire with each other. It was like, yeah, that's like, that's some fucked up shit. Like, I think that's fucking awesome. No, the winners in your circle are going to call you on your fucked up behavior and they're not going to support it. And they're going to say, that's toxic. I don't support that. I can't have that in my life. So maybe you need to check yourself to see if you want it in your life. Those are the types of people you need in your fucking corner. I cannot tell you how many situations I've had where, like, I've been a toxic as fuck person and none of my friends have called me on it. No one was like, hey, Dylan, you know, I think that's kind of fucked up of you. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of like, well, that's probably not something that you want to do. You know what I mean? No one ever said that to me. But now I've got people in my life who challenge me. If I say something to them, they're like, okay, well, why do you think you want to do it like that? Or why do you think that would be a good outcome? Or how do you think that would benefit you? Those are the types of people you need in your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people who, behind closed doors, they are the same, they are the same people in a group of people. They have that integrity. They have that drive. They have that respect for themselves. Those are the people that you need in your corner. The people who aren't intimidated by your success. You know what I mean? Like I said, you've got people, one of my best friends, Leah. She has gone through this incredible journey, this incredible transformation. She is thriving. She has started her own small business and she is thriving. She can't keep up. And I am so fucking stoked for her. And if this were me a few years ago, having the people that I surrounded myself with, I would have been a bitter, jealous bitch. I would have been like, but she's making all this money and, you know, she's living her best life. I'm like, why can't I be like that? And then, no. Because I've changed the people that I have in my circle, in my corner, and it's like I am able to support and be so fucking pumped for her success and know that my success will come in a different way. But I will never, ever lessen one of my friend's success, maybe because I don't have enough of it. Because I'm a winner and I want to be a winner and I surround myself with winners. Another thing about winners is that they're going to be the people who are working on themselves on a daily fucking basis. They're going to be the people waking up and being like, okay, these are the non-negotiables of my day. These are the non-negotiables of how I can make myself better. They do that on a daily basis. Sometimes it's an hourly basis. But if you have people in your life who are not working on themselves and they're staying stagnant, you're going to stay stagnant. And it's a lot of work to wake up every day and work on yourself. It's sometimes you have to face things that you don't want to face. Sometimes you have to face situations that you want to fucking forget about. But waking up every day and working on yourself is only going to make you a better person. So why wouldn't you want people in your life who want to make themselves better persons? And let me tell you, you will be able to weed out those people really fucking quick. It took me way too long to weed out the people in my life that weren't bringing me joy, happiness, support, satisfaction. I was hanging out with people that, like, when I hung out with them, it felt like my soul was being sucked out of my life, out of my body. You don't want to be with the energy drainers, the people that are constantly complaining and constantly, woe is me, like, my life sucks, victim mode. No, no, no. Bitches, we ain't got time for that. We do not have time for that. We are here to be winners. We are here to succeed. We are here to believe in ourselves. And we are here to have those same people in our motherfucking circle. Can you hear me? Can you hear me when I say that? You need the winners in your corner. And if you don't have winners, recognize it and weed them out really fucking quick, because I fucking promise you that once you get those naysayers, those toxic people out, it opens doors for the winners, the succeeders, the supporters, the people who just want to fucking be your friend and respect you and love you for who you are as a person. They are the people who you don't have to change yourself. You can be whoever the fuck you want to be, and they are going to love you no matter what. Those are the people you need in your corner. And if you don't, it's time to reevaluate. I had the biggest iced coffee this morning, and I think I'm just feeling myself. And I get really amped up about this, because for so long, I went through life thinking that the people that I wanted in my life were good, healthy people, and that wasn't the case. And it took a lot of tears. It took a lot of sadness to be able to get out on the other side and fucking recognize that. Surround yourself with the winners. Surround the people that aren't intimidated by your success, who want to see you succeed, who call you on your bullshit, who are constantly working on themselves. Those are the people that you need in your life. Family too. Like, I've said this time and time again, like, I don't give a fuck if they're your blood family. Like, if they don't fit into your daily, like, ball of goodness, then they don't need to be there. I'm so tired of people saying, well, they're family. You have to keep them in your life because they're family. No, you fucking don't. If they're toxic and if they suck, then there's nothing wrong with either cutting them out of your life or just, like, not having them as involved. Because at the end of the day, this is your life and you have total control over your life. Hear me again. At the end of the day, this is your life and you have total control of your life. So if there's something that you don't like in your life, then you have the power to change it. Hear me again. If you don't like something in your life, you have the power to change it. You are the only person who can change that in your life. You have to start believing that your life is worth that. You have to start believing that you are deserving of a good, happy, powerful, loving life. And then it will start to fall into place. So, babies, babes, that's what I've got for you. That is my Monday ball of energy. Fucking go kick ass. Surround yourself with the best possible people you can, and you will succeed. So, thank you. Thank you for tuning in again and being patient with me. I love you all so much. It's crazy. It's like whenever I come on here to start doing this, it's like a fire's lit under my ass, and I'm like, yes, I get to talk to my people. So just know that, like, I am as stoked to do this as you are as stoked to listen. So I realized the past couple episodes at the end, I haven't talked about things that I'm grateful for. So let me just, like, ramble off a list of things that I'm grateful for. First of all, I'm super, super grateful for getting back into school. I feel like I finally, or not finally, like, have a purpose, but I have something to look forward to. I have something to work on every week. I have a goal. I feel accomplished when I finish my schoolwork for the week. So I'm super grateful for being back in school. Super grateful for the group of friends that has really molded itself over the past couple months. I've just got some really fucking amazing people in my life, and I'm so grateful for them, and it would take me way too long to name them all off. So you know who you are. I'm so fucking grateful for you. And I'm just going to say it. I'm really grateful for my medication that I'm on. I've been on it for tomorrow will be a month. And while I know that it takes a while for the body to fully adjust and get engaged, I am already feeling such an amazing sense of change and comfort, and the edge has just totally been taken off. So if you're thinking about medication, if you've been on the fence for it, on it for a while, I just say take the plunge. Start the process, because, you know, I may be trying to figure out my correct dosage for a year, or it could take a few months, you know, who knows. But if you're thinking about getting on medication, you've been wondering about it, I highly suggest talking with your doctor and taking the next step. Shit, I wish I would have been on this 15 years ago. You know, I feel like my life maybe would have been a lot different, but it's too late for coulda, shoulda, woulda. So thank you again for tuning into another episode of A Bundle of Gratitude. Y'all are fucking rock stars. Tell that to yourself today. Y'all are fucking rock stars. And I hope you kick this Monday's ass and just keep being the amazing, beautiful, loving people that you are. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, like it, love it, share it. And we will be back next week with another episode of A Bundle of Gratitude. I love y'all.